On a warm spring morning, a group of Burundian refugees gather on a Jefferson Township farm for the first day of planting. They work in pairs, turning the soil and tossing seeds into the earth. They'll plant beans, corn, onions, tomatoes, and various greens on the 2 acres, one of the largest community gardens in Montgomery County. They've been growing their own food in Dayton since the first wave of refugees came to the region in 2007. Until now, their gardens were limited to small lots near their homes in Dayton. This summer, thanks to the generosity of a local physician who welcomed them to her farm, they have the opportunity to take a significant step towards selling produce at local markets. Damien Njeriko, a Burundian refugee who moved here with his wife and children in 2008, is working in the garden. He shares his hopes for this project through a translator.
If we were able to have more land so we can farm and harvest a lot of things, so we can we have been able to feed ourselves and to sell them at the farm store, so we can have extra money which may help us in our need, like buying things we need home, as soap and the other necessity we need home.
Njeriko was born in Burundi. When he was a child in the 1960s, his father, two brothers, and a sister were killed in fighting between the Hutu and Tutsis. Njeriko went to a refugee camp in Tanzania. He lived there for decades, farming and raising a family. He moved back to Burundi once, but another bout of unrest drove him back to the refugee camp. When Tanzania began to close the camps, Njeriko and his family were given the chance to resettle in the United States. He had just come back from a walk when he heard the news.
I was really happy to hear that I was going to come to go to America, powerful country, rich country, that help other country also. So I may be able to help myself, to have a lot of opportunities so I can help myself and help my people back home.
But it hasn't been easy. He has struggled to find and keep work. His first job at an auto parts packaging company ended with layoffs after 8 months. Since then, he's worked on and off through temp agencies and spent a year volunteering at Goodwill. His family in Burundi call in hopes he might be able to send money back home. It is difficult, financially and emotionally. Our group of people, he says, it is hard for us to find jobs. We've spent years in refugee camps, so we didn't have a lot of skills. We are struggling to find jobs and we can't even fill out an application by ourselves. Njeriko and his family have found community in their church, a congregation of Burundians and Rwandans that meet at a small Methodist chapel in Huber Heights. One recent Sunday, a guest speaker shares a message from the Psalms. It's a story of a man whose faith is tested when he compares his difficult life to the easy path of the evil and rich men around him.
Many of you here have stories that you can tell of your lives in Burundi, Rwanda, and what it was like during the genocide, during the ethnic violence. You've come to the United States mostly with nothing. You have to learn how us crazy Americans live.
The pastor's words ring true. As the Burundians move through this new life in the United States, their pasts carry with them. This is Issa. Like Damien Njeriko, he lost his family in the war. He shares his story through a translator.
At that time, I almost lost my mind. I want to kill myself, and it was night. I was walking around, my feet. I was walking around, and so I saw a group. Went to Tanganyika, it's a lake Tanganyika. So I saw people who were just riding boat. They were flying, using boat, and they just kind of say, "Oh, come over here, we can take you with us, we can take you, and so we can flee to Congo."
In the Congo, Issa worked as a fisherman. War then forced him again into a refugee camp in Tanzania. He came here in 2008 with his wife and 4 children.
Tanzania. I was given a place to live, and nobody came to ask me for rent or anything. So when I get here, life is good, but still very hard because I have bills to pay. Anything I do, it have a price on it.
When refugees like Issa arrive, they are helped by Catholic Social Services of the Miami Valley, a nonprofit that receives funding to resettle refugees. They help with housing, English classes, government assistance, and other essentials. But eventually, their aid goes away. Issa has high hopes for the garden project. Farming is a strong part of Burundian culture, he says.
Farming is a kind of automatic thing. It's a kind of family pride. Wherever that was the job that my parents were doing, and wherever we're going to school, back home, after school, that's what we do home. So farming is something very important to us because it's what practically we grew up doing. And so it's very important to me.
Lucy Beachdale, who oversees community gardens for Five Rivers Metro Parks in Dayton, thinks the Burundian Garden could help diversify the produce available in the Miami Valley. For example, Burundians harvest and eat pigweed, an edible yet rare item at most markets and groceries, that tastes similar to spinach.
It might be sold at farmers markets. It might be sold to specialty markets. So if there were a place that was selling African foods, they might be very interested in buying fresh produce that's not your standard stuff that American gardeners or farmers are growing.
Whatever the garden brings in the future, it already creates a sense of peace for Damien Najerico. In a place so different than his home, planting and growing his own food is a familiar comfort.
It just reminded me that it's over the world. You can get some places you can still be able to grow things.
For WYSO Community Voices, I am Tracy Staley.